The Almighty God rebukes his friend. Genesis 17:1. And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be thou perfect. The Almighty God, even in the title that he presents himself to Abram with, rebukes the prophet and the man who was his friend. God says to him, I am the Almighty God. I am able to bless you and keep you. Did I not tell you I was your shield and exceeding great reward? This rebuke was due to what took place in the previous chapter. Sarah thought she would help God out. And there are many times that you and I think God's plans need help, and we must do something to make it happen. This is a lack of faith and leads to terrible things, especially in those dark times when we do not understand why God is doing something and we doubt in the dark. God had called Abram and said his wife would bear him a son, and when it did not happen right away, Sarah grew impatient, and Abram hearkened to the voice of his wife and her impatience, and it cost them dearly. Ishmael will be a future enemy to Isaac's seed and was already in bondage. Polygamy is the worst of vices. It is never lifted up in the scriptures as something good, but always leads to jealousy, hate, anger, death, and murder. Look at Abraham, look at Joseph and his brethren, the list goes on and on. But God comes to Abraham and says, I am the Almighty God, and I don't need your help with my plans. My arm is not slack, and I am not surprised, or I am not weakened. I am almighty in my eternal being, because God is eternal. He is almighty in his righteousness. He is almighty in his power. 13 years later is when God came back to Abraham and speaks with him again. That is a long time that God left him alone. I believe it can be plainly seen that Abram's rebellion is the purpose for that. God is patient and long-suffering. But we see that number 13 is the number of rebellion in Scripture. Over and over again, you can study that number out and its connection to rebellion. So we see a child of rebellion, a wild man, whose hand would be against every man. Is it not true of Ishmael? Do we not see his rebellion to the God of the Bible today? Now God let the child live and blessed him because he came from Abram's loins. But the consequences of Abram's actions live on. God may very well put away our sin and lack of faith, but he may not put away our consequences for these actions. So then God tells us to trust him. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Don't deviate from my will. Don't try to add to what I have given you. Don't try to figure things out for me. Don't try to help me. Just walk before me and be thou perfect. Be pleased and content with what I give you. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. To be perfect is to be complete and whole, having need of nothing. That is why it is said, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. See, God was telling Abraham to be patient, to wait on him. Sarah became impatient. So God gives this rebuke. The Almighty God says, I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. You need nothing else but me. You need but trust me through all things. Though you cannot see, you and I cannot see ahead, but by the eyes of faith we believe God, and sometimes it can be very dark outside, be very dark and dreary. And we can't see our hand before our face, and spiritually we don't understand what's going on. But God says, I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. Find all perfection and completion in me, and walk before me, and I will bless you. Oh, that we would listen to the gentle rebukes from Abraham's friend, the Almighty God, and walk before him perfectly.